and the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
But I also believe a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
Will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We can take all of them.
For many of the police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city.
It's global governance at last. Is it one world? The central bank is in charge. But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do?
As for me, give me liberty or give me death!
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is the final day of December 2012. I am your host, Alex Jones. I've been telling you in the last year the obvious that 2012 was a hoax to make you basically have a subconscious image in your mind that the world was going to end anyways. And so why get involved as your liberties and freedoms and finances were being robbed by the global crime syndicate? And now here we are going headlong into 2013. And just as I, in late November, published the InfoWars magazine saying Obama is coming for your guns, the new issue says 2013, the year America dies as a republic. This will be the year that they gut the entire Bill of Rights and Constitution 100%. This will be the year they slit our collective throats from ear to ear, across the carotids, across the jugulars. Ladies and gentlemen, this is it. And I've been telling you that before the mass shooting, because I saw all their victim disarmament groups powering up, launching their psychological warfare preparation programs. The prep is always the green light. And they're going for the checkered flag here, ladies and gentlemen. They want to go all the way. They want to disarm the American people. They want to win the race. They disarm most of the world. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this morning I was poking around with Senate testimony of Dianne Feinstein about all the guns she packs. And we're going to be playing those clips coming up, and came across one from 60 Minutes that I remember at the time, because she's made similar statements, but that I had never seen or don't remember seeing, that we're going to play when we come back from break, where she says, I'm targeting Mr. and Mrs. America. That's who. I'm going to get your guns. She says, I'm going to get your guns. And see, collectively, we all move forward from 95 when the whole anti-gun lobby said we want to totally ban guns. And then we sit here and they go, we don't want your guns. That's ridiculous, like Joe Biden says when he wrote the assault weapons ban or one version of it. And that's what's so insulting about these people, is that they talk to us and play this game when they bald-faced lie to us like we're idiots. Well, we're not idiots, but they're targeting the part of the population that is unconscious, who might as well be idiots. So when we come back, start your engines. The final broadcast of 2012 here on the InfoWars Network will transpire, will elapse, will unfold, will explode into 2013 in defense of the Republic, in defense of humanity, in defense of liberty. Prepare yourselves.
This
This man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local state house, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institutions, groups, and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at InfoWars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to InfoWarsStore.com today and sign up for a subscription. Give it as a gift subscription or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, the attack on the Second Amendment, the police state, the GMO takeover. It's all there and all available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic conditions since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
You have the power. Humanity has the power. We have the power. Do you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, welcome. It is the last transmission of my radio broadcast in 2012. It is the 31st day of January. It is the 31st day of December 2012. Tomorrow will be the 1st of January 2013. And I normally don't stumble over my words. I'm looking at InfoWars.com right now. We can punch that up on screen there for viewers. For radio listeners, you'll want to go to InfoWars.com. Video. Dianne Feinstein says, prepare to turn in your guns. Democrat Senator, Mr. and Miss America, turn them all in, is the quote from 60 Minutes. And she goes on to say her dream has always been to take all our guns. And that is exactly what her bill says. You know, when we first wrote about her legislation last week, people didn't believe it, and they actually read it. It says, well, we make you come in and fingerprint to own guns, but if we feel like it, we'll just refuse and make you turn them in and do a gun buyback. That is an announcement of gun confiscation. And it says it right there in the bill. And then people like Alan Combs, who came out and attacked me in the Huffington Post on Friday, they come out and say, hey, what are you freaking out about, Alex? Yeah, you'll have to turn your guns in. What's the big deal? So see, oh, we don't want your guns. We would never want you to turn them in. They've tried 5 or 6 times in the last 30 years to physically ban everything but bolt action. They're all on record. Obama, Eric Holder, Feinstein, Sarah Brady, all of them saying, we believe that there should be a total abolition of owning guns and there is no Second Amendment. Biden has said that. And then he goes out on the campaign trail and says, nobody's taking your Beretta. Nobody's taking your semi-auto. We have the video of that. When he wrote one of the versions of the assault weapons ban that physically made you turn them in, all semi-autos, he says, nobody's getting my Beretta. Really? Under the Feinstein legislation and legislation you supported in 1993 and again in 95, it openly, physically makes you turn those in. And again, we know they're liars. How do we know they're liars? Their lips are moving. But that's because we pay attention. We're dealing with a large portion of the public. I wouldn't say a majority, but a large portion, 35, 40%, who would put their child in a microwave oven and put it on cook for 30 minutes if the Democratic Party ordered them to do it. These people would throw their children off cliffs if they were told to. They will do whatever they're told. They will believe anything. When CBS comes out and says the NRA is lying, no one owns guns in Israel. There are no guns at the schools in Israel. There are no citizens with guns. That's a lie. The NRA are liars. Atlantic Wire, CBS News, you name it. Now, in about 10 seconds, you can go look up the Israeli gun laws on their Knesset website. You can see Haaretz, Jerusalem Post, you name it, with the women all at the beaches there that carry their M16s with them, in their bikinis with M16s. You can see hundreds of photos of Israeli men and women in the schools guarding the children. You can see it everywhere. I mean, it's a fact. But they told you on the, see, they can't have Wayne LaPierre come out and say, well, hey, their answer with school shootings was to arm people. And then it knocked out all the school shootings. They're like, you're a liar. They don't have guns in Israel. That's right. NRA got caught in a lie. Again, this is what they think of you. Joe Biden, nobody wants your guns. That's a lie. We'll never try to take any of your guns. That's a preposterous lie. That clip's coming up. We're going to play that. Meanwhile, we're going to play a clip of him in the debate saying he wrote the assault weapons ban. And you're like, well, yeah, he says one thing one day, another, because they have disdain for you. These are tyrants. And we're going to go over in more detail today the insider trading of Dianne Feinstein, and that's what it is. Remember a couple of years ago, oh, Dianne Feinstein's one of the top people. She had $1 million when she went to Congress, and now the wealth's, you know, an estimated between 70-something million and 150-something million. It all varies because it's so vague. I mean, how do you make $200,000-something a year? What's the salary of a senator? $175,000, excuse me. I guess it's the president gets paid $200,000-something. On $175,000, and they just got raises of $4,000, so on $175,000, and you're worth $1 million, how do your investments turn out to be conservatively 70-something million since 1993 when she entered the Senate? Well, it's like Hillary, cattle futures. You went and invested $1,000, Hillary, and you got $1 million on your cattle futures. Oh, yeah, sure. These people are gangsters. And when it all came out, they were insider trading, you know, giving billions of dollars to companies that they owned or that they had just bought, you know, stock in. And then their money doubles, triples, quadruples like Dianne Feinstein. What is their answer to that? Oh, well, it's legal when Congress does it. So the public said, well, then you're not allowed to do that, you've got to change the law. There was already laws. But they went, okay, we'll pass a congressional law banning insider trading with a bunch of loopholes in it. you see, of the Ethics Committee in the House or Senate, run by insider traders themselves, and that's come out. I've got stacks of news on that. The worst offenders in insider trading head up the committees. They then say, well, we got a waiver. We cover that in the Obama deception, Paulson. They're going, how did you get $200 million for yourself? And Paulson says, I got a waiver. They go, and where did you get the waiver, Treasury Secretary? Oh, I got it from the ethics office at the Treasury Department. And Mr. Paulson, who is the head of the Treasury Department? He couldn't talk because no one would ever put him on the spot. And I don't particularly like Bernie Sanders, the socialist senator, but at least he asked those questions. The guy that really asked the serious questions was the Congressman Stern from Florida. He brought all that up as well. I mean, these clips are powerful. They're publicly insider trading. Everybody gets upset about it. And so they go, you know what, we'll outlaw it, even though it was already illegal. But they play that game of, there wasn't a law. And the Israelis aren't armed. And the moon's made of cheese. And the Easter Bunny's real. So the public says, there ought to be a law. And they go, you're right. We'll pass a law. Then they pass a law legalizing the insider trading in the name of passing a law to outlaw insider trading that was already illegal. And see, that's wrong, ladies and gentlemen, on so many fronts, obviously, but that's what you get when you have a bunch of Harvard lawyers running things. And I got friends that are lawyers. They're defense lawyers, and they're lawyers that protect people from the other predatory lawyers. So I'm not saying all lawyers are inherently bad. As we become a society run by corrupt lawyers, you have to then get lawyers to battle them, but then it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. And they don't teach 98% of the lawyers at these law schools that, turn them out like puppy mills, how the law really works, how the world really works. You've actually got to find real lawyers, and real lawyers... Well, they're listeners to the Alex Jones Show. I've talked to some of the most high-powered lawyers in the country that I've brushed up against and that I know. And they go, you're absolutely right about how everything works. That's exactly. See, real men live in the real world and are successful because they know how the real world works. But all the little children, all the little yuppies that buy into the hoax of mainstream media, they all think they're real smart. And they wear their ignorance like a shield. So again, my friends, it is the 31st day of December 2012. And we are going to go over all these clips today. But the good news is their gun grab is out in the open. Can you guys punch up DrudgeReport.com for me, please? If you go to DrudgeReport.com and you go down to the right-hand side, you see LinkedIn red right there. Democratic Senator, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in. That's a quote. Click on that. And the reason I say go to Drudge is our site, most of our IT people are out on vacation. We've got one person back there trying to keep the site up. And if our site goes down, other people have already copied the video and the article I wrote. And so it will be on other sites. But if InfoWars goes down, we may flip it over to Prison Planet. And redirect that Drudge link. The problem is we can't even get in the back door of the site right now to even do that flip. But the point is, the good news is, right now, hundreds of thousands of people every 10 minutes are pouring into that link. That's the power of the Drudge Report. It's why I marvel at it, because it's the most powerful place in the alternative, real, non-state-run media, to be able to get through the electronic Berlin Wall, and all the big news editors and all the big talk show host producers, they all, and this has been seen on the news many times where you're in somebody's office and there's the Drudge Report in the background, go there, because they're unimaginative boobs in mainstream media. And so they go there because Drudge knows the zeitgeist of what is really interesting and what is really important. And so, again, the video is there right now. It's also up at InfoWars.com, red-linked. Get the video. Get it out to everybody you know. When we come back, we're going to play the video for radio listeners. Video, Dianne Feinstein says, prepare to turn in your guns. She says, we will get them. And her target is Mr. and Mrs. America, because she is a witch. We'll be right back. We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials. And you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics. And we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Point this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Slave. What if I call your bluff? Oh, yeah, you can probably destroy me. We know you're a mobster. But it won't matter. You can't destroy the idea. Once humanity activates and realizes what they're facing. If you just joined us, ladies and gentlemen, coming up later in the radio/TV show, one of our listeners last week put together a video that we played on the nightly news. I want to play it here. It's now getting national attention. And again, I'm proud that when I went to their site, they're a listener. It's just good to know how active our listeners are. Demand a plan. Demand celebrities go bleep themselves. And the story is also at drudgereport.com. It shows Tony Montana there firing his machine gun at people. And it points out that all of the people in the Bloomberg ad, the Hollywood movie stars like Jamie Foxx, who are calling for us to have our guns taken, they are all in movies killing people indiscriminately with guns, undoubtedly contributing to much of the wanton violence in this country, and they are disgusting hypocrites. So we're going to be playing that video here on the broadcast. Now, again, if you go to Infowars.com, you can watch the video, and the site's doing good now, so everybody can get on there. Video, Dianne Feinstein says, prepare to turn in your guns. Democrat Senator, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in. And this is her from 60 Minutes in 1995. And as I've said, they're all on record saying their goal and the UN goal is the total abolition of civilian firearms ownership, as UNIDIR has stated July 7th, 2001. The abolition of civilian ownership of firearms to ensure the legitimate power monopoly of the state. Well, the state having power monopoly is Nazi Germany. Is Soviet Russia, is Maoist China. It's authoritarianism, signed, sealed, delivered, certified, bona fide, confirmed, gift-wrapped. And the issue here is, in the article I wrote this morning at Infowars.com, I give you the background and link to her bill, which even the NRA isn't getting. Gun Owners of America is. And again, I'm not giving ourselves credit on this. It scares me that Kurt Nemo was the first to write about this two Fridays ago. It scares me that when her bill was official on Christmas, she put it out Christmas. First she said the Friday before Christmas, you know, 4 days before Christmas, she said, yeah, we are going to look at forced gun buybacks of all semi-autos. And then Governor Cuomo conferred with the senator and agreed. And it was buried in a New York Times article on a local radio station. Interview. So we did an article. It got picked up again by Drudge. Got to give the credit here, folks. It got out. But people said, oh, this can't be true. Even though they were saying it. Then the bill 4 days later comes out. On Christmas, we put an article out. On Christmas. Because, see, we want our liberties, not a bunch of Chinese-made slave goods. That's not what's important to us. And people then said, oh, this can't be, you know, Kurt Nemo's and Alex Jones's interpretation of this, it can't be true. Because, see, people are always at a loss for words when faced with real tyranny. People always get sucker punched by it because you're not an evil control freak. You're not a wicked witch, insider trading, goblin-like creature like Dianne Feinstein, who has a will to dominate, has her own bodyguards and her own firearms. We're going to play her admitting that here in a moment. So you just can't believe they're going to do that, and so they're able to get away with it. And still, no one is getting it in alternative media, except for us and a few others, that her bill says, her bill is now official. She introduces it officially on Thursday. The bill states that, well, we could just make you come in and re-register and thumbprint, or we're going to have the power on there to just make everybody turn them in. With a gun buyback, forced buyback, with the money to pay for it. I mean, that isn't just a gun registration of all gun owners at the ATF's discretion. It says they can also confiscate guns nationwide in a bill. And she's the head of the committee on rules. And Obama has got her as the leader, and he will take her advice in the task force. This is all a plan. Let's go out to break with her clip from 60 Minutes. Here it is.
California Senator Dianne Feinstein worked for more than a year to get the assault weapons bill passed in the face of ferocious opposition from the National Rifle Association. She says she got the best she could.
If I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, I would have done it. I could not do that. The votes weren't here.
That's it. Well, she's got the votes now. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local state house, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institution, groups, and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at InfoWars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to InfoWarsStore.com today and sign up for a subscription. Give it as a gift subscription or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, the attack on the Second Amendment, the police state, the GMO takeover. It's all there and all available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
The American population is now living longer, but with age comes related health difficulties. What if you could learn the secret of how to have a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol, healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels? You'd live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness. Heart and Body Extract may be your answer. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs that's 100% natural. The body has its own self-cleaning and detoxifying system, but after age 30, it's necessary to supplement this system. Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal health. With Heart and Body Extract, you can keep your heart healthy, your arteries clear, plus Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I know you're busy, but now here's a surprise. I know that you have, cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and miles and miles and that I don't know about the little tricks you play, and never see you when deliberately you put them in my way.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. Here is Dianne Feinstein saying the target of whose gun she's targeting is the American people. Mr. and Mrs. America, get ready to turn them in. And why does she want that? Why does every other authoritarian government want to take the guns? While the very same authoritarian governments armed to the teeth and hire a bunch of police who see the public as their enemy. What's wrong with having a militarized police? A militarized police are trained to kill people and break things. A militarized police are trained to kill people and break things. And that's why more and more the police act like an occupying army, because we are occupied by six foreign banks that technically have filed in The Hague and put out public declarations that they have conquered the United States. And why would they do that? Because they can then get loans out in our name. I've heard them on Bloomberg Radio, Bloomberg TV on XM, say, you know, the top financial experts, don't worry, in Europe and the U.S., they'll never get away from the derivatives. Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Bank of America, never going down. We control these countries now, and we've signed them on to our debt. And then they have discussions. Can we control the people? And they say, yes, we can. They sit around thinking you're so stupid that the globalists sit around talking about how they are going to take everything you've got and how they can raise taxes up to above 80%, like France on average. How they can do that, because they're going to then make you live in tiny 250-square-foot homes, entire families. That's Agenda 21, where they design everything to make the tax structure bankrupt you and make you incredibly poor and then dependent on government. You see, it's not just, are they coming for our guns? It's, why are they coming for our guns? The guns going is the canary in the coal mine. Let's go ahead and go back to this 60 Minutes clip of Dianne Feinstein openly saying that her goal is to disarm Mr. and Mrs. America, and that that's her goal, but that she didn't have the votes. Well, guess what? She's got a bigger majority in the Senate now than they had back in 1994, 1995, and they are now coming for the guns and demonizing gun owners so that they can politically oppress gun owners and have a purge of gun owners. They want the confrontation. They want the police to get killed trying to confiscate guns. They want to have this fight. They think it's their time to take over. And if you don't realize that and get upset and speak out now and get really aggressive politically, they're going to take it as a green light. And they're going to come and sign an executive order to take our guns. I have it right here out of Reuters, in The Economist magazine, you name it. They're all saying, Obama, you don't even need a law. Use an executive order to repeal the Second Amendment. You're like, well, that's unconstitutional. That's illegal. It's illegal to have NATO and the UN being over our military. It's illegal to have the Senate passing fraudulent laws that they can spy on us and overthrow the Fourth Amendment. They can't do that. Everything these crooks are doing, they passed a law to reform insider trading that actually lets the ethics committee tell them it's okay to violate the law. This is what tyranny is when crooks get in control. And when crooks get in control, economies fail, societies collapse. But the Rand Corporation and others have said, well, we'll incentivize tyranny. Because it's true that when tyrannies come in, things collapse, and that's not good for the tyrants. So we'll call it Agenda 21. We'll call a predatory, collapsing economy an environmental system, and we'll actually put tyranny and collapse into an organized structure. And we'll exempt ourselves, like Dianne Feinstein admits on C-SPAN, from the gun laws they put on us. Let's go ahead and go to this 60 Minutes clip.
California Senator Dianne Feinstein worked for more than a year to get the assault weapons bill passed in the face of ferocious opposition from the National Rifle Association. She says she got the best she could.
If I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, I would have done it. I could not do that. The votes weren't here.
So there you go. So when they get up on the news and tell you that you need to turn your guns in for the children, and Obama gets up there and goes, it's the worst day of my life, worst day of my presidency. It's up to the American people to do the right thing for the kids. I'm just worried about the next group that's going to die. And he looks up. This is what they're pushing. This is what they're going to do. And they know out of 200 plus million adults out there, 315 million people total in this country, they know there's going to be more school shootings because they've made the schools gun-free for 25 years. They've advertised them as the place to go to kill kids. They've gotten these serotonin reuptake inhibitor folks jacked up on drugs. It's a culture now where they put out the appetite in the video games and the culture to go out and kill. You know, the guy that shot the two firefighters and Adam Lanza that reportedly killed the 20 kids and six adults, and the Richard Ramirez, the night stalker that stabbed and shot people in San Francisco that Feinstein helped evade the police. Oh, you didn't know about that? We're going to play that later. Oh, you didn't know about that? When she was mayor? Oh, how'd she become mayor? Oh, the mayor got shot and killed, but she was there to discover it. Oh, she's a very nice lady. Have you looked in her eyes? But she's a very nice lady, you know, Emperor Palpatine level lady. She's the head of U.S. Intelligence in the Senate. Don't you sleep good at night knowing she's there? In fact, for TV viewers, let me show you a nice photo of her. Here it is. Flashback, Senator Dianne Feinstein has concealed carry permit. This is a clip from her on C-SPAN around the same time, what, 1995, in testimony, talking about how terrorists tried to kill her. Talk about false flag. I've looked into it. And how they tried to bomb her, but the bomb didn't go off. Isn't that nice? And then they shot up her house. Sure they did, Dianne. Sure they did. And but don't worry, you know, the communists got dealt with, just like Patty Hearst, it turned out. That was all a staged FBI deal. I told you that more than a decade ago, that declassified 2 years ago. That whole Patty Hearst thing was staged. It was obviously staged. That's how they got gun control laws and stuff passed. It was a bunch of communists they were protecting, running around blowing up and shooting stuff up to then give left cover to gun-grabbing tyrants like Dianne Feinstein. Oh, look, the communists are attacking me. Turn your guns in. Let's go ahead and play this clip of the woman who has five bodyguards on average and who has a gun, so if you try to take her out, she can take you out. See, she gets to have guns, you don't. Here it is.
Personal anecdote about terrorism, because less than 20 years ago, I was the target of a terrorist group. It was the New World Liberation Front. They blew up power stations and put a bomb at my home when my husband was dying of cancer. And the bomb was set to detonate around 2 o'clock in the morning, but it was a construction explosive that doesn't detonate when it drops below freezing. It doesn't usually freeze in San Francisco, but on this night it dropped below freezing and the bomb didn't detonate. I was very lucky, but I thought of what might have happened. Later the same group shot out all the windows of my home. And I know the sense of helplessness that people feel.
Oh, yeah. Hit pause.
I know.
Back it up a little bit, guys. That's what this lady feeds on, is helplessness. That's what these type of scum are into. That's what the tyrants want. They want your pension fund under government control, public and private. And now they're moving in that direction. They want you in a 250-square-foot home like San Francisco and New York are doing, where they say, we'll raise your taxes to the point that's all you can afford anyways. These are social engineers. They are predators. Their minds work off, how can I control? How can I be a parasite? How can I dominate? How can I secure my ill-gotten gains? That's how their brains work. Their brains don't work, hey, let me go out and paint beautiful paintings, or let me go out and produce beautiful music, or let me go out and write articles or write books or produce things that people in free association choose to go out and purchase. No, they put you under laws by every benchmark that are tyranny and then exempt themselves. You know, Congress is exempt from insider trading because they said so. Congress is exempt from Social Security because they said so. Did you know that? Congress is exempt from hundreds of laws last time I checked. These crooks get up there and exempt themselves. And now they have a Justice Department that will ship guns into Mexico as a false flag to blame the Second Amendment, who isn't scared of Congress because they're just as corrupt as they are. And the few good senators and the few good House members, as good as they are still naive about how bad things are. Or if they know the truth, they won't even go all the way. And when Ron Paul does go all the way in speeches saying there's been a CIA coup since Kennedy, I'm quoting Ron Paul in a speech, the government ships the drugs in, we've had a CIA coup, and the CIA should be abolished. That's the real Ron Paul, yelling and screaming. You ever seen Ron Paul in a those 1980s Morton Downey show? We ought to play that sometimes. Jumping up and yelling and screaming at people like Alex Jones and hopping around the stage. We ought to play that sometime on the nightly news. Hopping around the stage yelling at people about freedom. See, Ron Paul's learned how to pace himself and control himself. When you love liberty, you explode with it because you know people are wrong that are trying to take your liberty if they're not bad guys. They're wrong. If they are bad guys, you really get upset because you know they're consciously trying to usurp you and run you over. And it's not that you're an aggressive person. It's that you have the instinct to become angry when someone wants your guns. And so Feinstein goes on in this clip to say that she knows the helplessness and how empowering it is to get a gun. Really, is that why it's nearly impossible to get a concealed carry permit in San Francisco? Is that why, unless you're literally a billionaire stockbroker? I saw an article in Bloomberg a few years ago where almost all, even the low-level Goldman Sachs people, all went out and got concealed carries in New York. I mean, you got to be insider to get those. Who do you always read about getting them? Famous gangsters get them. Movie stars can get them. Senators can get them. Congress people. Congress folks are always having to give their guns up because they'll get caught with a concealed carry. And all right, I turned it in. You're right. They're hypocrites. You don't get. In fact, I even have a copy of it over here. This is the county outside New York City. And you read this, it's all up to their discretion if you can get a concealed carry, and nearly impossible. It's up to their discretion. And that's what she's saying in her new bill. To own guns, the ATF will have to authorize it, and they're allowed to refuse anybody they want, even if you've never been convicted of a parking ticket. So here she is saying, I know the helplessness. Folks, I've studied Dianne Feinstein. She's probably the most evil person in the U.S. Senate. She basically outmans men. She's a monster. And she wants nothing more than to declare all your semi-autos illegal. And she goes further and says handguns, too. They're going to make them all illegal, and they're going to make you come turn them in. And when you don't turn them in, they're going to send all these SWAT teams out to kill people. Thousands, more than 2,000 were killed in the decade after gun ban when all semi-autos were banned in Australia, including the real Crocodile Dundee. I know I've talked about this a lot. Let's go out to break, finishing up with her on C-SPAN. This is a woman who is going to have guns, going to have bodyguards. She's worth over $100 million. It's from between 79 and 150 plus in her financial statements. So I just say it in the middle, $100 million. This is a lady who made $100 million while in the U.S. Senate, getting paid $174,000 a year, and she wants your guns. But she is going to have guns. Here it is.
All the windows of my home, and I know the sense of helplessness that people feel. I know the urge to arm yourself, because that's what I did. I was trained in firearms. I'd walked to the hospital when my husband was sick. I carried a concealed weapon. I made the determination that if somebody was going to try to take me out, I was going to take them with me. Now, having said all of that, That was a period of time ago. And I've watched for these 20 years as terrorism has increased, both on the far extremist left and the far extremist right in this country.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you go to the uniform crime statistics from 1995 and around that area, terrorism was at all-time lows. The 60s and 70s for real terrorism was the height of terrorism, with more than 200 bombings from the early 1960s through the early 1980s. You all remember that who were alive then. There were communist bombings on a weekly basis. There was almost no right-wing bombings. But everything they say is a lie, except for those brief moments of truth when she's like, look, I want to take the general public's guns. And if I get the votes, Mr. and Mrs. America, you're turning them in. That's a quote. Okay? And then you move on to the real terrorism, to the fake terrorism like 9/11. And she's the head of the Intelligence Committee. And let me tell you, that lady knows who did 9/11. That lady is a piece of trash.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, we're here. InfoWars Nightly News comes back at The purple pipe bomb. 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern. I'll be doing the news tonight with some special reports condensing all this Dianne Feinstein gun grab news down. We'll also play that Ron Paul clip on TV shows back when he was younger, blowing up at gun grabbers. The new issue of the magazine is out. You can buy them in groups of 10, 20, 50, up to 100 at cost. The last issue sold out very, very quickly. You can sign up for a subscription and get the next 12 issues delivered to your door. Or you can buy them in bulk and give them to people. And because print is going out, Newsweek just put out its last issue, we're going into print because the internet kill switch is going to be discriminating against patriots more and more in the future. It's important to have hard copies out there. And it's a big, like the old Rolling Stone was, glossy. Our first issue was not glossy. Now this is our fifth issue. And it's 2013, the year America dies. I'm going to cover this article coming up later in the next hour. Got a bunch of clips we're going to be getting to as well on a bunch of different fronts. But I hope that you will go to InfoWarsStore.com and sign up for a year subscription or buy the magazine in bulk at cost to give to friends and family, to leave at the dental office, to leave at work, to basically leave them everywhere you go, because this is like a 60-page glossy color book with graphics and crossword puzzles and color photos and documents. This is the kind of stuff people will read. In a sea of lies, let me tell you, a life raft of truth really stands out. 2013, the year America dies with a question mark. That decision is up to us, but the new issue is out, came out yesterday. And it is going very, very quickly. I want to open the phones up here at the end of the year for what you think the top stories have been of the last year, what you think's coming in the next year, and obviously your take on the fact that Feinstein is saying in her new bill that the ATF will ban all guns. It gives them the power to ban any guns they want, not just semi-auto. I've now reread the bill. It says, and have a, at discretion of ATF, the president, and the Department of Justice, a buyback program for any citizen deemed to not be able to own firearms. What did Rahm Emanuel say a few years ago as chief of staff? He said, we'll just put you on a no-buy list, like a no-fly list. Remember that? You can just type it in. Rahm Emanuel says, put gun owners on no-gun buy list. You'll find the four-minute clip on YouTube. That's the holy grail of tyrants. Just take them away. Take their guns. That's why we have the guns. And they want the guns now because they're getting ready to collapse society by design. You think things have been bad so far? They're really getting ready to drop the hammer. They've put this derivatives collapse into play. They can't even probably stop it now. And they don't want you armed during all of this. They want you to be at the mercy of the rioters, the mercy of the crime waves. But the opposite's happening. Even though we're going into a depression, there's less violent crime because the crooks are scared. And king crooks in Congress and the Senate, in the House of Senate, they're like low-level street crooks. They instinctively don't like their prey, their food, being armed. So the criminals are working together. 800-259-9231. Second hour coming up.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local state house, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institution friends, groups, and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at Infowars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to Infowarsstore.com today and sign up for a subscription. Give it as a gift subscription or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, The Attack on the Second Amendment, The Police State, The GMO Takeover. It's all there and all available at Infowarsstore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today.